Forgotten Stories of Football. Luton Town's manager idol. How primetime TV inspired one of the most shambolic managerial appointments in football history. Written by John Ashdown.
Forgotten Stories of Football from The Guardian.
Before X Factor, Strictly and Britain's Got Talent dominated the Saturday evening TV schedules, there was Pop Idol, the Simon Cowell-backed sing-a-thon on which plucky crooners belted their hearts out for the chance to win a recording contract while the public called in their droves, to vote for their favourites. On the 9th of February 2002, more than 13 million people tuned in to see Will Young take on Gareth Gates in the final of the first series. Nearly 9 million votes were cast. It was a huge ratings and financial success. Even before the number one singles and multi-platinum albums, the series made £2.5 million from the public's newfound desire to have its say on premium rate phone lines. The programme would prove the inspiration for one of the most shambolic, with the emphasis on sham, managerial appointments in football history.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Forgotten Stories of Football. Luton Town's manager idol. As the confetti fell on a celebrating Will Young, Luton and their manager Joe Kinnear were travelling back from a defeat at Rochdale. Kinnear had arrested a decade of decline at Kenilworth Road, taking over as Luton were relegated to the bottom tier in 2001, the first time the Hatters had been in the fourth tier since the 1960s. He steered the club back to the third tier at the first attempt and followed it up with a more than respectable ninth place finish in 2002-2003. Luton, though, had been caught up in the fallout from ITV Digital's explosion the year before. There were reports of the club losing £500,000 a month. At the end of the season, owner Mike Watson-Challis sold the club to a mysterious consortium for just £4. The consortium remained anonymous, but a smarmy, smiling front man arrived at Kenilworth Road, John Gurney. Gurney claimed to be backed by international investors whose identity would soon be revealed. Spoiler alert, they never were. In the meantime, he set about sowing chaos and floating a series of madcap ideas. He planned to change the club's name to London Luton FC to match the airport. He suggested a merger with the Milton Keynes band. Wimbledon was not out of the question. He would build a 70,000-seat stadium next to Junction 10 of the M1 on stilts, with a Formula One circuit attached. But in the short term, he needed a new manager. The vacancy had arisen when 3 days into the new ownership regime, the hugely popular Kinnear and his assistant Mick Harford were fired by post. Kinnear had to go to the sorting office to collect his letter as it was sent recorded delivery. "I think it is the saddest day in the club's history," Harford, a bona fide Luton legend, said. "What have I done to warrant being dismissed in such a cold and callous manner? My heart and soul was always with Luton Town, and I'm devastated." The original plan had been to appoint Terry Fenwick. Most recent managerial spell, a 7-game winless tenure with Northampton, but fan fury at the sackings prompted a rethink. Roger Sorrell and Lee Power, set to take the roles of chairman and vice chairman, quit before they started after being greeted at Kenilworth Road by a hail of fruit flung by irate supporters. With supporters boycotting the club, Gurney needed to get the fans on side. An attempt to renegotiate with Kinnear and Harford floundered. Then came the brainwave. Manager Idol.
We've got to find an acceptable way of having an appointment made without being seen to give way to the mob, said Gurney. So, we've come up with the idea of Manager Idol, based on Pop Idol.
Fans were presented with a shortlist of candidates. Fenwick, Kinnear, Nigel Clough, Steve Cotterill, Mike Newell, Stuart Pearce, Gardner Spears, and Gudjon Torderson, and invited to text in their votes. On Monday the 16th of June, the first set of results were announced, and the list whittled down to three. Kinnear, who polled around 70%, Cotterill, recently sacked by Sunderland, and Newell, who had most recently had a mixed time of it at Hartlepool. The final decision would be split between five votes. Players, shareholders, season ticket holders, the board, and the general public. The premium lines, 50p per call, were open. They closed at midday on Monday the 23rd of June. A press conference for the unveiling was scheduled at 1pm, the same day.
Forgotten Stories of Football.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Forgotten Stories of Football. Luton Town's Manager Idol. Gurney set about attempting to agree terms with the shortlisted trio. It was all predictably chaotic. Gurney initially revealed he had agreed terms with Kinnear to return should he win, then admitted he had been unable to contact the former manager all week. No matter.
We've got two excellent candidates in Steve and Mike Newell, Gurney cheered.
But the day before the polls closed, Cotterill threw a spanner in the works. I had a very good meeting with Mr. Gurney, he said, and I was very flattered to be offered the job from 70 candidates, but I just think it was the right club at the wrong time. Handily, filmmakers from the long-running BBC documentary series Trouble at the Top were given behind-the-scenes access for the big day. The resulting half-hour programme, aired a year later, really has to be seen to be believed. With media already gathering at the ground, a fresh-faced Newell arrived at Kenilworth Road. There was no sign of Cotterill or Kinnear, who, with the seconds ticking down towards midday, still led the public phone poll.
There's all sorts of chaos, said Gurney, suggesting there had been some sort of technical problem.
Then came an unbelievable, in a very literal sense, late swing towards Newell in the general public vote. He, conveniently, won it by just four votes. Players and season ticket holders had apparently voted for Kinnear. Shareholders and the general public, thanks to that late swing, for Newell. So, it was down to the board.
We will appoint Mike Newell regardless of the telephone poll, Gurney told the documentary team. For two reasons. One is, we failed to agree terms with Joe Kinnear. Steve Cotterill is not here,
Mike is. And we said whoever was available and we agreed terms with by 1 p.m. today would be the new manager. So Mike is the new manager. Clear as mud. Newell looked thoroughly bemused throughout the documentary, but had an initially successful spell at the club, guiding them to promotion in 2004-2005 and 10th in the Championship the following season, a position that remains their highest since 1992. And Gurney? At the end of July, the club supporters trust, having denied Gurney revenue with a boycott of season tickets, ingeniously bought the club's debt from Watson Chalice and placed it into administration, forcing Gurney out.
If they expect me to walk away from Luton with nothing, I'll make very sure there's nothing to walk away from, he growled.
After a few downs, three relegations in a row and 5 years in the conference from 2009, after starting the previous season with a 30-point penalty, 10 for irregular payments to agents, 20 for failing to come out of administration with a CVA agreement, Luton achieved successive promotions from League Two to the Championship in 2018 and 2019. And Gurney was declared bankrupt in 2008.
Luton Town's manager idol was written by John Ashdown. Additional journalism by Rob Smythe. The reader was Dermot Daly. Studio production by Polly Thomas. Theme music composed by Mike Payne. Sound design by Eloise Whitmore. Forgotten Stories of Football is brought to you by The Guardian.
One-800-Flowers.com is more than your birthday, anniversary, or just because gift-giving destination. We put our hearts into everything we do to help you celebrate all life's special occasions with friends and family. From our farmers and bakers, florists and makers, everything from 1-800-Flowers is made with love every step of the way, because we know that nothing is more important than delivering a smile. To learn more, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.